Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So you end up being part of a blame game. And as I said, the year, it was the 17-18 season, I thought he sacrificed a lot, you know, as did Carl and Jimmy. When you look at, and, you know, that's often the case when you have a good team, you know, everyone's going to have to sacrifice something. So oftentimes the scoring goes down. But that year, I thought he was phenomenal for us in terms of just the things that he contributed to the team, and winning came to the forefront. And that team was in a great spot. I think we were third in the conference when Jimmy got hurt, and then, you know, we ended up being an eighth seed. But as I said, with that being said, we still had the second best record in the West, and I thought the future was really bright. I knew Derek was healthy, and if we could have kept everyone together, who knows what could have happened, and it would have been a different environment. But that's why I do like this situation for him, and as I said, his teammates really enjoyed being around him, it'll be a good opportunity for him.
Tom Thibodeau joining us on 95.7 The Game. Coached Andrew Wiggins for 3 years. He was the NBA Coach of the Year in 2011, the All-Star Game head coach in 12, and he was an NBA champion as an assistant in Boston. Tom, I'm just going to ask you to, you know, the NBA. I always think it's kind of like a big sewing circle of guys kind of gossiping and stuff. Look, the narrative in Minnesota is that Jimmy Butler is a killer, is a dog, and that Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns aren't, and that they didn't respond well to that. You were there. Is that fair?
No, I don't think so. I think they try to put spins, a spin on something that if you're there every day and you see, you know, when I went into that situation, I had a pretty good understanding of, you know, what it was. And I knew we would have to change. And so we were going to have to add some veterans that would change things up. And of course, you know, Jimmy brought a lot to that team. I thought Derek brought a lot. Jeff Teague brought a lot. Taj, you know, we had a lot of young guys that, you know, we're just learning. And so, and that team was really a terrific team. To change things the way that they did, you had to have a lot of people pulling in the right direction. And I thought they did. You know, on any team, you know, you're not going to have all the same types of personalities. There's going to be different personalities, but the commitment to winning has to be the same. And I thought they had that. I think we improved 16 or 17 games that season, you know, to make the playoffs, and, you know, we ended up playing Houston, and, you know, and they were the number one seed. And, you know, actually, I thought we played decently in that series. And if, you know, Jimmy had been healthy the whole time, who knows what would have happened. But, you know, as I said, you know, like sometimes, you know, you look back and you see, like, and I thought he drew some unfair criticism, Andrew did. And it wasn't fair to him. Like when you put his stats up against other players, you see that this guy's accomplished quite a bit. And as I said, you know, he wants to get better. And I think we, you know, you look back and you always want more from all your players, and you forget the steps that players have to take. The NBA is not easy, and it takes time. And, you know, and every player has strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, but they learn as they go, and their experiences are important.
Coach, well said. We're making a lot of how young Andrew Wiggins is going to fit in with the players. But I want to ask you, being a former coach, what is Steve Kerr going to mean to young Andrew Wiggins?
I think, Steve, obviously, having been there and, you know, the winning a championship, I think that adds a lot. I think Steve's personality will be a good fit for Andrew. Andrew's a very even-keeled guy. You're not going to get him rattled. You know, I think Steve will connect well with him. Their whole organization, I know Bob Myers, I think he'll add a lot. You know, You know, their front office is terrific. The coaching staff is terrific. And they have high standards. And so, and I think Andrew wants to do great things. So that's why I think it'll be a great fit for him.
What are you up to these days, Coach?
Just traveling around. I'm actually heading your way. So I'm going to spend a few days with the Warriors to, you know, visit with Ron. So
perfect timing.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah, so I'm in L.A. right now. I'm on the West Coast. And then I'll head to Chicago for the All-Star break. And so just visiting with different teams and stuff.
Can I assume you want to coach again?
I do.
Would you?
We'll see what
does it have to be exclusively an NBA job?
I'm wide open. You know, I still have, you know, time on my contract with the Timberwolves. So be patient, and hopefully the right opportunity will come along.
Coach, thank you so much for joining us, especially on the spur of the moment.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That's Tom Thibodeau, former coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you got to realize, he's like an old school coach. He's not going to throw anybody under the bus.
Labonte and I were already on board, and Coach is on board. It's just about you warming up to him.
Goo. I said I'm fine with a trade, and he's a better fit than D'Angelo Russell. I'm open-minded, and I want to see him play the last 30 games, ideally the last 12 to 15 with Curry.
It's coming a long way, Hunku.
You think Curry's feeling better now? Hand might be feeling a little better.
Oh, you know what I wanted to talk about?
Get back a little sooner, Steph.
I think Draymond and them were sick of kind of sick of D'Lo.
And that's what that's what I'm going to bring
up. Boy.
So we had Anthony Slater, 95.7 The Game NBA Insider on, and this is the word he used. He said, you know, I think the Warriors soured on D'Angelo Russell.
Yep.
That tells me even though he, you know, he was a professional, yeah. Maybe they just
DTs?
Steiny, about three weeks ago at Chaser, when it could have been a month, but that's the exact word somebody told me. I was like, you know, kind of souring on D'Lo. And you look at the body language between the players and D'Lo, it's just, it wasn't there. It wasn't there, man.
So it wasn't about missing games, it's just everything else. Huh?
Well, apparently he came into camp out of shape. Got a new deal that came into camp out of shape. You're trying to redeem yourself, and, you know, let's not forget his reputation coming out of L.A. was shot after doing what he did to Swaggy P, and then you go to Brooklyn, they pick Kyrie over you, which I get it. Kyrie's a champion, D'Lo's not, but coming to camp out of shape after you get a max deal, and you're not playing defense? Yeah, I safe to say the Warriors, that brass, they weren't too thrilled with the way D'Lo was playing for them.
All right, 888-957-9570. You want to talk about anything Tom Thibodeau said? It sounded to me that when I asked him about Jimmy Butler, it feels like the narrative that Butler is a dog and a killer, and Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns couldn't take it. It feels like a lot of that maybe had to do with how young Wiggins and Towns were. Keep in mind, Wiggins was at Kansas for 1 year?
Yep.
One and done.
So this is all happening when Wiggins is 22, 23, 21, 22. So it's maybe there is something to, you know, Jimmy Butler was at a different place in his career.
Yep.
And he knew, I can't win right now with these guys. And now he's 25, 26, and he's got a new scenery, new place to play. See what happens. Let's go to Jocko in Pacifica. What's up, Jocko?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Sure. I appreciated hearing your interviews with Thibodeau and the announcer from the T-Wolves giving some insight on Wiggins. I like the trade just based on the athleticism he's going to bring and the potential he has. And I compare it, like you were saying, how the players, maybe the team kind of soured on D'Angelo Russell. Just watching him, he has got to be one of the most unathletic point guards in the league. He's got skinny legs. He's slow. He gets his buckets by being herky-jerky and body position, but he's so unexplosive. And I think he's like one of the biggest empty stat guys in the league. He gets his points, but it has zero impact on the game. What do you guys think?
I think you're speaking my language, but they say the same things about Wiggins. that his numbers are hollow.
Yep.
So, I will say this. I don't really think D'Angelo Russell was fun to play with. Let's face it. He passes when he can't shoot. Yeah. And in the NBA, if you're a point guard and you're going to have the ball in your hands a lot, you can get 20-7. And so from that aspect of it, Wiggins is going to be much more enjoyable to play for because he's not as – I mean, don't get me wrong. He's an aggressive scorer, but at least it's not your point guard banging the ball around a
lot. What kills me is what GM would give D'Lo that much money?
Bob Myers.
Yes. No, I'm saying before Bob.
Well, Minnesota was Minnesota was going to give him the money.
What did Brooklyn see to think this is our future? Because for me as a GM, and I'm writing the check.
Brooklyn didn't pay him.
Hold on. He was in, help me out now, the first spot.
The Lakers. And then he
got traded to Brooklyn. And then they signed Kyrie. So he was just sitting there.
And Minnesota was going to give him money. He thought he was going to Minnesota. Minnesota was prepared to give D'Lo a contract.
So that's here, home based, that gave him those that chicken.
Right, but that's not something that they didn't calculate. In fact, one of the reasons I think they did it was because they knew if they signed Russell for $20-25 million, it sets up the chance that they could get a guy back who makes that much and might be a good player. Look, it's a trade of two guys with kind of the same reputation, but I'll tell you what.
Different games, though, Steiny. Different games.
But I'll tell you what, I'd rather have Wiggins on the Warriors than D'Angelo Russell because I didn't think D'Angelo Russell had much to offer.
Dude, that caller was right. He didn't look athletic. He played at a very slow pace to where he had to get his shot. The little lazy floater.
Made the All-Star game, though.
Yeah, he was an injury replacement. Mo Williams made the All-Star team.
Chris Gatling.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
a shocker.
Come on, man. Like, the All-Star stuff, okay, whatever. But his game just didn't fit with this motion offense. And did Steve Kerr try to adjust it to him? I don't think so. But if you can only get your buckets on pick and rolls and you can't make anybody better, it's not going to work. That's not championship and winning basketball. And that's why I think when he goes to Minnesota and plays with Cat, they're going to still be a 10 and 11 seed or a 12 seed. They're not going to the playoffs with just those two guys. Come on.
I don't think so either. But we'll see.
Well, we got our popcorn.
I mean, that's a team to me that needs a veteran more than one. But
they need a reset. They need a reset.
Again,
who was that? Minnesota?
Yeah. Minnesota.
Is their reset.
Front office, everything.
This is their reset.
Yeah. Andrew Wiggins is now a Golden State Warrior. They've given up D'Angelo Russell, Amari Spellman, and Jacob Evans. And they go to Minnesota for Andrew Wiggins and next year's 2021 protected pick. So it cannot be a top three pick, but four or beyond will go to the Golden State Warriors next year.
And that's for 2021. And that draft class apparently is loaded.
And so I think one silver lining that's come out of this year, because I really don't think, I think this year's been, it's just been unproductive. But they're at least going to get a high draft pick out of it this year. And hey, this isn't a great draft. It's not as great. You can get a player.
All right.
You can find a player. And then next year, they're going to have a little bit of action. And, the goal would be to win a championship next year. But maybe more realistically, as you get back to the playoffs and you're in the mix, well, now you got another high pick to come back from next year because you made this trade with Minnesota.
But the fact that, I don't want to say you're underestimating, the fact that Draymond, Steph, and Clay being injured, no miles have been put on those bodies, those legs. That's got to mean something start next year, Bonte.
I think they're going to be fresh. They're going to be ready to go. And I think this Warrior fan base.
They better be because they got to take the season seriously for the first time in 4 years.
Yep. And I think this Warriors fan base is hungry, too. They are hungry, man. This is going to be.
Appetite.
Yes, I like this. I'm starting to like this more and more, Steiny. We got action, baby.
Uh-oh.
We got action, Steiny.
We'll see.
We got action.
We'll see.
Now, we may not have action Monday or Saturday night against the Lakers. That may not go too well for the Warriors.
I won't be shocked if Wiggins plays in that game.
Which game?
Saturday against the Lakers at home here at Chase.
Well, Who do you get traded for? Spellman? You know what? It's going to depend on D'Angelo Russell and how fast he wants to get to Minnesota.
Plus all that comes.
Because I got to believe he may take the maximum amount of time.
You think he flew back out here?
Well, that's his buddy.
They just stayed in New York.
Yeah.
They just stayed in Brooklyn.
D'Lo's his bud. I mean, Cat's his buddy.
I wonder if he came. I bet he came back. Because that was I bet they were talking about it yesterday. Well, clearly they've been talking about it all week.
Right.
So maybe they said, you know what, just hang out. You ain't going back to the Bay.
To the Yates.
But he's got to be like, well, I got to get my stuff.
Right.
Well, what are my stuff?
They got people to get
my
stuff.
My four suitcases. What do you think about some people are not ecstatic about giving up Burks and Robinson, two players
send them my way.
Okay, I'm talking about for next year.
Well, Burks is still in play for next year. Once offseason, he may come back and be a
GR3 may come player. Back.
Both. I'll take both of them.
Well, Burks, I think, is going to make a little bit of money next
Burks
year.
So,
well, wait, you like it? Wait, you like Burks? But you said send people that are complaining
about
it? What
did I tell you? He was polished, and he can score, and he in big games.
From what I heard, I heard those were some hollow numbers as well.
See this? You guys
They're just like, yeah, Burks.
So
yeah,
who keeps track of when the numbers are not?
I'm just saying what I heard from some very important people.
He's averaging 17 points, but nine of those are hollow.
They're just saying, you know, he's a scorer, great, but they like GR3 a little bit better.
Oh,
925. If it's a top three pick, okay. If it's a if the Timberwolves in 2021. Have a top three pick.
That's bad.
Then the following year, not necessarily, the Warriors have it unconditionally, which could be great. Who knows?
Bottom line is you don't want them to get their act together anytime soon. Minnesota.
Who?
If you're
a Warrior fan.
No doubt.
If you're a Warrior fan. We did have that caller earlier that said, you know, the Timberwolves, they're going to get better.
Aren't they?
Well, they've lost 12 in a row. They stink.
They do stink.
I mean, they remind me of the old Warriors.
You talk about a guy who's about all his numbers. Carl Anthony Towns, and this is courtesy of former teammates of his.
Man.
Yeah, he worries more about being in the All-Star game than he does about winning. Like, is D'Lo his buddy?
Well, they
did
get to the playoffs last year. Lost to Houston. Won a game.
2 years ago. But they had Jimmy Buckets.
9-2-5. Putting the rat on the table.
What is it?
You guys really think the Warriors will be in the same tier as the Lakers and Clippers next year?
They could be in the same tier as the Lakers.
They're coming off health issues, so I get that you're reluctant to put them there now, but when you see it.
I'm just reading a text.
No, I got you. I'm talking to the Texans.
How much staying power do the Lakers really have?
Why are you down on them, dude? I think they're going to
be
the
Clippers.
I mean,
it really just depends on AD.
Right. If AD leaves, you got Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Why would he leave LA?
Danny Green. Huh?
Why would he leave LA?
To go to South Beach, Miami?
But do you think they don't have a wink-wink deal before they even brought him in here to get rid of the big three, the young three, for him to leave?
Well,
I'm sure they were like, dude, we need to know you are staying here in LA.
Steiny may know this. What's the deal with his contract? Because he didn't sign the max offer they tried to give him.
He can get more money.
He's a free agent.
He's a free agent.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm sure he didn't promise them, but the Lakers, let's get him in here and we'll get to keep him here. All right, we gotta go on the other side. Last call coming up in 20 minutes, and the question is simple: yay or nay, yes or no? Do you like the trade? Do you not like the trade? D'Angelo Russell goes to the Timberwolves, and Andrew Wiggins comes to the Golden State Warriors, and that is all sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. Nobody plans on getting into a car accident, but if you do, there's only one place to go, Chilton Auto Body. With 11 convenient Bay Area locations, they're just a call or click away. Stop in or go to ChiltonAutoBody.com to schedule a free estimate. ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Last call coming up in 10 minutes. 10 minutes. 888-957-9570 is the number. Yes or no? Up or down? On board or not on board with the Warriors trading D'Angelo Russell to the Minnesota Timberwolves for Andrew Wiggins? They get a protected pick in 2021. They also give up Amari Spellman and Jacob Evans. You like it? You don't like it?
Yes, sir.
888-957-9570, and that is the last call question coming up in 10 minutes. Data center operators can save up to $1.4 million per year in operating costs by utilizing Supermicro's resource-saving solutions. Learn more at supermicro.com/wekeepitgreen. We'll go around and give you our opinions. I think it's okay, the trade. I like that Wiggins is a better fit because he's a three. And they got back that first-round pick that they had to give up when Durant left to get Russell. It's top three protected, nevertheless. I don't think it's an A. I don't think it's an F. I'll give it a C+. Plus. C+. Plus.
I'm going to give it an A-.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Why? Please explain.
Because I'm that high on Wiggins, and I've been on that high on Wiggins. You guys threw rocks at me and eggs because the team wasn't winning, but it wasn't all his fault, and a part of that A minus is excitement.
Remember,
and,
Guru? Yeah. I said, "Hey, man, Wiggins is playing
did
better."
Oh, you did, brother.
Yeah, I said, yeah. "Man, Guru, you may be onto something, but I'll give it a B because you moved off of Russell, and you have the potential to have back-to-back top five picks in the next couple drafts. That's big time for the Golden State Warriors, who are trying to restock their roster with young talent. And I think a change of scenery for Wiggins, the fit as a three,
it was needed.
It was needed, and D'Lo just again three guard lineup, the way he plays defense. It wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to work, Steiny and Goo. Give it a B. Give it a B. Yeah.
From the 925, the trade for Wiggins helps us. Salary impact is even with D'Angelo Russell, but now at least we have more assets to trade if we want to pursue a big star.
You know who Giannis. That is. GA.
Also gives us more options in the draft if we strike out trying to sign any free agents. D'Lo is probably a better player overall, but his trade value over Wiggins isn't worth much. I wonder who covets who more.
Didn't seem like the league coveted D'Lo. Seemed like Minnesota was negotiating with themselves.
Wow.
It's like well said.
But
either.
It also doesn't seem like there was a run on Andrew Wiggins. 888-957-9570 is the number. Yes or no? Up or down? Are you in or out? The Golden State Warriors have acquired Andrew Wiggins from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Man, fun day. There was a lot of other trades we didn't really get to, but the other thing we didn't really talk about was what happened to Andre Iguodala coming back to the Warriors next year.
That's
thought
over.
That was a lock.
Oh, thought it was,
nah,
too.
I never thought it was a lock.
Well, Mark Stein said it's basically a done deal.
Did you tweet him back he was wrong?
No, I did. I just said,
no, we want to try to get him on as a guest.
Come on, you don't disrespect writers. Great Mark Stein. He's all the favorite guru.
Well, material. Daryl Dibley.
They could have had an agreement, and Iguodala's like, yeah, forget that agreement. I'm getting 15.
The guy doesn't play half of the 82. It's dire straits next year. You can't afford to have him come back resting. The vacation is over, Jack. We need old Andre.
But Pat Riley just gave him another 15.
Incredible.
15 plus a team, plus an option for another 15.
Did they get Gallinari?
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
Because
okay,
if didn't do it. They ended up getting Jay Crowder.
Well, yeah, he could play.
I mean,
he ain't Gallinari.
I was thinking in my head, all right, I don't believe Iguodala's coming back, but if he is, what's he coming back for? And I was like, I know he's going to try to get all that mid-level. Well, the mid-level at the time was only about 6.
Oh.
15? He got 15.
Wow. Isn't the mid-level going to go up to 9 for the Warriors? Now they have more money for the mid-level?
Apparently so. I'm going to have to triple-check that.
How much do you think he helps Miami?
I think he helps them. I think he
put him on Giannis. Can't stop Giannis, but you can make it difficult.
Yeah, I don't know if you're putting him on Giannis. Come on, man. Let's pause on that.
You board rejected
put him on Middleton. Put him on Middleton or something.
I mean, might not even want Giannis. He guarded Bron in his prime.
He's got handles. He's smart. Plays defense.
You're right.
If he gives you a couple threes, that's a bonus.
I didn't see Miami as where he was going.
Why not?
They're I thought contender. It was to the two Laker teams, L.A. or
Miami
two
thinks
Laker
they can
LA
win the
teams.
East. Miami's clearly thinking,
no doubt,
we can beat everybody, and maybe we can get Milwaukee. I don't think they're as good as Milwaukee, but
no.
Yeah. I mean, I got to look at their roster now because they ended up changing a lot. I mean,
Waiters and James Johnson. Oh, the and Justice Winslow, the young man out of Duke.
When did he get suspended for, Waiters?
Being
gummy
fat.
Bears.
Just, yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
It was a gummy bear. Johnson was overweight.
Yeah. And then Justice Winslow was hurt.
How you OD on gummy bears?
I mean, keep in mind, Iguodala offensively
I hear you.
He was a liability last year.
Right, right.
Last year, in fact, I mean, think about it. Nick Nurse played a box in one on the Warriors. You can't do that if Iguodala's an offensive type player.
What did you have? Draymond, Iguodala, Quinn Cook. I mean, that's
I still got
you would have played a box in one, too.
KD's last game, you know, you get bored, you go through your DVR because I was watching Super Bowl. I got KD's last game in Toronto as a Warrior.
Do you
What's
ever,
that have to do with anything?
Are you ever in a room without the TV being on and you watching it?
Very rarely.
I was going to say, man.
Very rare.
What did I say?
By the way,
I don't have it up, so
I hear
this
a lot. Andre got 15 mil to hang out in South Beach. I mean, he is married with the young child.
Two kids.
He's not running around like – does he have two?
Two now. Yeah, he said he has 12 and a two-year-old.
Not running around like a 22-year-old. He's 36. Yeah. Hangovers are worse than 36.
He doesn't have to run around when you're 36 and got 15 mil coming to the direct deposit.
Wow. Probably true.
They can come to you.
They come to you at South Beach.
That's probably true. That is probably true.
I'm a little jealous.
What aren't we all? Set out half the year, basically stick the finger at the Grizzlies, and I get it. They had an agreement. Tell the young kids, this is how it's done.
Wow.
This is how I'm going to move. Talk your junk.
Kudos,
and 2 days later, I'm going to sign a two-year, $30 million extension.
He's Uncle Andre now. I'm going to call him Uncle Andre. That was a power move.
Oh, it certainly was a power move. I am not hating on Dylan Brooks and Ja Morant at all.
You got to love it. That's what you want.
I would think so. Apparently, Ja Morant and Curry have already talked after that. See, it's all a game.
Right.
It's all a game. These feuds aren't feuds. They're just soap operas that nobody really cares about when you're behind the scenes.
Except KD and Draymond was a real one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even the way he talked about Draymond in the Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson podcast, it didn't even sound like he had a lot of animosity toward him. He just was like,
he's a million miles away now. You don't have to see him every day.
Well, I just didn't like it. We'll get into it tomorrow. I didn't like the fact that he was saying halfway through the season, he knew he was God.
No wonder you're shooting
clips at Ethan Sherwood Strauss and everybody else. And
I remember the pre and post. We had Shotgate when he wouldn't shoot.
But everybody thought, he's just a team guy.
He's working on his passing.
My guy,
there was something there.
It was the Pistons game. My buddy was sitting three rows
up.
Did that bother me? He goes,
it did.
Dude, he goes, hey, KD, what did he shoot, dog?
No.
He's so checked out.
No, he was working on his passing. No, really.
I drove home nights like, Stoney might be right.
He was working on his passing. And he was going to re-sign, too.
By the way, you guys want to laugh?
Of course.
Here's a great laugh.
I love laughs.
Daryl Morey, GM of the Rockets, and the Schroeder Rockets have greater championship potential.
Well, I'm not laughing.
No, why are you laughing?
Yeah, you're the only one laughing.
You know why I'm not laughing?
He don't like Westbrook.
Because the Warriors ain't around anymore. That's why I ain't laughing. You can make a case that no matter what team they put together, they'd have a better chance now that the Warriors aren't the Warriors.
And they finally, to me, identified Capella was their weak link.
Oh, boy.
And got
them off of them. Just wait until the playoffs when Westbrook is clapping at Harden and Harden is clapping back at Westbrook.
I don't think Westbrook is that greedy in regard to scoring.
I would not be stunned.
I think he's more greedy than Harden.
Dude. You think so?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Because it's apparent he can't shoot he used to.
When a guy says, my only friend on the basketball court is the basketball, you know you have an issue.
Oh,
not my teammates, just the basketball. Dude.
I think he was misquoted.
They may be done. They may be one and done this year in the playoffs.
See, that's what is.
Are they better than Utah, Denver? The LA teams?
Because Utah's
They're better
Utah.
Than Denver. Houston's better than Denver?
The Nuggets who lost to Portland last year in the...
Seven games?
Yeah. At home?
Okay.
I'm from Missouri.
Do you know how young they are? Do you even pay attention to how young they are?
How young are they, Stoney?
Did you see what Jokic did to Gobert last night?
So that's what we're doing, individual games?
I'm just saying.
Regular season.
I'm just saying the Houston Rockets are not better than the Nuggets. The Nuggets are eight games off.
They're better than Utah?
But I'm from Missouri. Show me in the offs.
Well, why aren't you using that for Houston? Houston's got Westbrook and Harden are playing together for the first time, but... They don't have to show you?
No, I got enough guts. I'm already proclaimed them to go into the Western Conference Finals.
Okay.
So what are you two saying about Denver and Utah?
So are they better than the Clippers?
I'm saying Houston is not better than Denver or Utah. That's what I'm saying.
What about the L.A. teams?
We'll make a bet at the party.
What about the L.A. teams?
Why don't they have a better record than
the L.A. teams?
Yeah, of course they're not. Right.
Why don't they have a better record than them now? if they're a better team.
Some teams don't look at the regular season. Houston's just waiting for the offs. They're tired of number one seed flaming out. You know what it is.
All right, the Houston Rockets.
They're tied with Utah right now, Stardy.
Denver 36-16. They're three games behind Denver.
All right.
They're behind the Clippers, the Lakers. Jazz have lost five in a row. They're struggling now. They're getting together.
I didn't know that.
Dallas is going to be better.
Didn't OKC
beat the Rockets twice already?
May have happened. Bonte, it's NBA. You know, people take nights off.
888-957-9570 is the number. The Warriors have traded D'Angelo Russell for Andrew Wiggins. Do you like it or do you not like it? It's a simple last call question. But we've had very mixed results today. Very mixed results. There are people that don't like the trade at all. Bonte and Guru like the trade and are liking it more and more. I think it's a net one. No, it's not a net zero. I think they get a little better.
How about Tibbs? I don't think that was just coach speak. I think he thinks highly of his game.
I think he thinks that Andrew Wiggins is soft, but he's just not going to tell that to a Bay Area radio station right now. I mean, clearly, come on.
Wow, B.
You're just hoping he came out and said he was soft?
No, I thought he was.
The way a coach like Thibodeau says Wiggins is soft is said, well, you know, he's playing with a lot of veterans and he's trying to find his footing in the NBA.
Wow. Between the lines.
Wow. Thank you.
When you asked him about Butler's comments, I was like, oh, okay. Hey, cool. You know, like Butler was out of pocket for out of line for saying that.
That's that Stardy beat writer locker room experience right there.
I mean, I tried to get him to open up about Wiggins.
What about Bonte? What are you doing with your life?
Just ask him. What's going on? Hey, Tibbs, I miss you. I saw him on ESPN one day last season and then got a couple episodes on the jump.
Come on, Coach.
And apparently they didn't invite him back on the jump. I was like, what are you doing, Tibbs? What's going on? He's going to be here now. Yeah. He's going to be in the Bay.
Mm-hmm. All right. 650, Steinmetz already pushing Wiggins out of the Bay. What are you talking about? I said he's a better fit than Russell. And I'm open-minded. Let's see him play some games with Steph at the end of the year. Get off me, text line.
Thank you. I like this.
They're on the Guru and I, too, though. They like the trade because they haven't watched Andrew Wiggins.
What?
707 with the most important text of the day.
You guys are
my people. I would love to be a fly on the wall while you guys get a beer. See how you are off the air. Well, you're in luck, 707.
There you go.
Because we're having a party tomorrow.
We're going to have bees on the wall at the old Ship Saloon.
Pacific and Battery, downtown San Francisco. We're going to go down there with our crew, the three of us, and the guys who are more important than us behind the scenes, Pappas, Madsen, Baby Rat. We're all going to be there.
Nice guy, Steven,
maybe
there.
And we'd love to see our listeners there, too. That is at 2 o'clock right after our show. We're going to head down the street, and hopefully we'll have some listeners come
over
down.
Over under at 12. I'm going over. 12 folks showing up.
Oh, I'm setting the over under at 7.
Last one was sold out.
I'm going to set it at 7.5. And this one I think is going to be.
Our listeners get there early,
it's
too,
it's
going to
be a stretch. Yeah, it's going to be a stretch.
But I will say this.
It is payday.
Look at me.
It is payday. The cards will be swiped.
Isn't that the Steiny Tech? Here's a good one. See, this is where I like to be corrected on this. Steiny, technically Harden and Westbrook have played together before. Yeah, that's true.
They went to the finals.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. They did. And
Bonte don't like that.
What doesn't he like?
I mean, Hard you keep referencing that team. That was 9 years ago. Yeah, How long ago was that?
Yeah. But,
I mean, and Harden was coming off the bench, and Westbrook wasn't an MVP yet. Now Westbrook thinks he's the best point guard in the league.
You know what
we mean. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're not winning with Westbrook.
Let's do it.
You're not winning.
All right, everybody, listen up. It's last call. Last call. Get your takes in and get them in fast. All right, guys, take it away.
All righty. Let's head to the man who appreciates his time, Renegade in Vallejo. Get us started, Renegade.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be in Vallejo with respect to my good friend Richie Rich. We hanging out waiting.
All right.
Anyway, I want to talk about the trade of D'Angelo. I'm just sad that they weren't able to move Mr. Triple Single, Draymond Green. I think that might be go down in the history as the biggest heist in the history of free agencies. They overpaid for a guy that nobody else would have given that money to. All respect to what he did for the Warriors before to land the diminishing returns. I think they could have got more for D'Angelo. And once again, Renegade, appreciate your time. And word up to Richie Rich.
Hey, Renegade, what are you doing tomorrow? Are you coming by the party?
Uh-oh.
You know, Renegade was going to say that he's going to go. And, Renegade, I will. I'm going to I'm off tomorrow for the first time in about 24 days.
Wow.
And Renegade's going to make an appearance. Nobody likes to work more than a Renegade. I'll be up there.
Yeah,
and each and every one of you is available, fans as well, to get a selfie with the Renegade. I'm not even going to put a limit on it.
It's not your party, though. Thanks, Renegade. Royski in Santa. I love Renegade. Royski, San Jose. What's up, Royski? Making a second call of the day, but I think he had a bad connection. What's up, Royski? You like it?
I'm so sorry, guys. Last time I had a bad connection.
That's fine. You're not the first.
You're good.
Horrible trade.
Oh, no.
Horrible trade, because I think they could have done this at the end of the year, not because of the players, but they could have done the same trade at the end of the year. And nobody wants Wiggins. No team has ever said, hey, we need Wiggins to put us over the top. Like, it makes no sense, and I thought they could have got more at the end of the season. I love your show. You guys are the best, and if I had a beer with anybody at 95.7, it'd be with you guys.
Oh, man, Royski.
All right.
Rocco Lafayette. What's going on, Rocco? You like it? You don't like it?
Look, I hate to be the bearer of bad news here, but the Warrior organization is totally broken. It's not going to be good for a bunch of years going forward. The other thing I want to say, and I apologize, but Steph Curry's mind works faster than his body, and when people do that kind of thing, accidents happen. So pray for him that he doesn't get hurt right away.
Jeez, Rocco, thanks.
Wow.
Hey, Rocco, you're not invited to the party. You're not invited to the party. We're trying to have fun.
Yeah.
Joel's in Berkeley. What's up, Joel? How you doing, man?
Excellent, guys. I'm doing well. How about yourselves?
Doing great. What do you get? You like it? You don't like it?
You know, I think we're slightly plussed.
Yeah,
Wiggins for Russell. I think it's a plus. But, man, I am going to miss Spellman. I'm kind of gutted over the Spellman.
Oh, come on.
That kid.
Come on. Are you serious?
Man, he brought the energy. He
all
was
right.
An energy player. Everybody liked him. He was good.
All right.
He was like an 8 or 9 guy, but, damn, man, he was good.
All right.
Not just me.
Spellman.
By the way, Brian, what's the address, old ship?
We'll do all that right after last call. Livermore, last call, Brian in Livermore.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I think the trade is a net positive for us. I mean, if you think about durability, we can actually get a player to stay on the floor.
That's
a
good point.
Games this season. Wiggins has missed 18 games in a 6-year career. I mean, I just want to see people on the floor for the Warriors after all these injuries. Who knows how it's going to turn out? We got, 2 months left to see? Let's roll with it.
Thanks for the call. Troy, Santa Rosa, wrap us up.
I mean, I don't understand how anyone could be mad about this trade. Remember when they traded Kevin Durant? Didn't they get D'Angelo back from that?
Correct.
They could have potentially got nothing back from that. Mm. Now they've traded D'Angelo for a Wiggins who fits their system more, and they're about to get maybe a top 10 first-round draft pick for it? I mean, you could have got nothing for Kevin Durant, and now you're potentially getting, not the house, but you're getting some very good prospects in the future.
Thanks,
you're
Troy.
Very well.
Good stuff, Troy. Appreciate it. I don't want to get into that they could have gotten under the cap. That's fine. Well, that's going to do it for last call. All right, people are okay, Tamar, here it is.
Here we go.
All right, should I go to the whole spiel, why we even do this?
Yes, please.
All right,
do.
So
please
the do. Company has all these functions, parties, meetings, parties, get-togethers, breakfast, lunches, brunches. We never get invited. Because they are always between 10 and 2.
Yep.
So we've decided we're having our own parties. The hell with the station, all right? Nobody from outside shows gets to come. Well, they can if they want. Point is we're putting together our own parties. We did it, about a month and a half ago? How long ago was that party we had at the old ship?
About 6 weeks.
Yeah,
let's say 2 months.
It was lit.
Let's say 2 months.
It was that type of party.
Yeah.
We had a party at the old ship saloon. It's a place right down the street from the office. And we had a lot of people show up. It was a lot of fun, really a lot of fun. So we're having another one tomorrow at the Old Ship Saloon, 298 Pacific.
Pacific.
Yeah. It's on the corner of Pacific and Battery, and some call it the oldest pub in San Francisco. Fact. There's two others in the running. I'm not sure exactly. Go
Those
ask Shasky, the expert on San Francisco, if it is.
Oh, he'll know.
So tomorrow at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, we're having a little get-together.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we get off at 155, so I can make it down there by 159. Mm-hmm. Get a couple under my belt.
There you go.
So, yes, tomorrow at the old ship, we are going to have a party. Hope you
get
can
loose,
come.
Baby.
Yeah, hope you can come.
Payday, baby.
Guru's already got paid.
Yeah,
probably.
I got it last night.
Hey,
you
tomorrow.
Got it last night. Did it look good?
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean,
it's gone now, Snotty.
It's, yeah, right.
I need a scholarship tomorrow.
Yeah, so what are you saying? No rounds on you tomorrow?
No, I'm going to get around. A round of applause.
Because I got you around last time. You owe me one, Goo.
Give yourself a round of applause. He did give us one before he left.
One what?
A round.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I still got somehow a tab. I don't know what happened. I didn't want to
Well, you guys probably stayed there another 2 hours.
Yeah.
So here's the other thing. Today, we're going to bring you the Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch press conference, but we had significant breaking news. So tomorrow, we got a lot already on the table for tomorrow. We'll probably dissect Kyle Shanahan, how he's feeling after the Super Bowl. Would he do anything differently? We'll talk about that. We can also, we didn't even get into Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant went on the, All Smoke?
Yeah. All the Smoke?
That's
not
the hottest
not
podcast
Not Up in Smoke
going.
Like Cheech and Chong.
There you go. Same thing.
Do they smoke on the podcast?
Yeah, they're both Cheech.
Are they smoking on the podcast?
No.
They're not? Then what's the point of naming it All the Smoke?
I'm 90% sure they smoke.
Yeah.
They smoke like you see
I've
smoking
seen clips
when
they had Carrie Champion. Around. It's all depending on who their guests were. They ain't just going to blow trees in front of her face.
Why? Snoop Dogg did it on his show. He smoked in front of anybody.
Well, right there.
Why not? If you're All the Smoke, you should be able to smoke whoever's
Stiney,
on there.
Donnie, wow.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson smokes on his podcast.
I know. I'm not a... I know I'm like probably...
And Joe Rogan.
I'm probably
and Joe Rogan.
Rogan. I'm small, too small time for those guys.
They'll probably put you on.
Yeah, I would like to do one just on the We Believe season because I was.
I'll send out a tweet tonight.
That's your favorite year covering the Warriors.
Oh my God, not even close. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like covering the Raiders with Matuszak.
Yeah, no vacation.
And Lyle
time.
Alzado. Yeah, that was fun. Like, man, there's so much happened in that season. I would love to get into it with them.
Because
I would bring up stuff that I guarantee you they would forget. Like a night in Detroit that I'd heard about. It was just off the chain. The other thing is, Baron Davis, he had left that season. Chris Mullin took a special flight back to L.A. to talk to him about
it.
Wow. Incredible.
Wow.
Incredible
That's
stuff.
That's when they had the orange jerseys.
Hey, Goo, see if you can get me on.
Yeah, I'm going to work on it.
I know I'm not a big boy, but Damon Radokolsky next. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.